And again, some of those are sometimes close to home. Tough, not easy to do, but essential. Relationships. Big, big topic. Who's going to be on your team? And again, remember the personal side of life? The marriage failure rate, I just read recently, North America, 47%. 47 out of 100 marriages don't make it. Never mind the shifting landscape. Big thing in the Herald you probably saw the other week about how relationships are shifting and changing. More single moms than ever before and all that stuff, right? Dramatically changing our relationships. But if you're married and you want to have a healthy marriage, understand that your spouse is the primary relationship in the family. My wife talks about this in her program. Big mistake often parents make is the kids become the primary relationship. Okay, when they're newborns, got to spend all that time, new moms. But I'll tell you, the primary relationship in the typical family is with your spouse. Your kids are an addition to the relationship. It's a big topic. We could spend an awful lot of time on relationships. Okay, let's focus and follow through on to the last one. It's called habits. Key word for habits is results. Again, I've given you a lot more information, given you a whole formula how you can change bad habits and make them more successful. Again, let me emphasize this. You people have heard it before. You need to hear it again. It can never be reinforced enough. Habits are a really big deal regarding your future success. Again, thank you, Mr. Jim Rohn, many years ago for pointing this out to me and sitting me down and saying, Les, your habits will determine your future. That is a massive statement. Your habits will determine your future. When you woke up this morning, was the very first thought that entered your head as your eyes fluttered open early this morning, very first thought, I wonder what my habits are going to be like today. How many had a yes to that? Yeah, I didn't either. Interesting. 45% of what we do every day is habitual by actual survey, the people that do stuff like that. 45, that's almost half of what you do is unconscious. A habit is something you do often, then it becomes easy, unconscious. Wouldn't it be a good idea to say, I wonder what my habits are doing for me, what direction they're leading me in? And you see, there's only two ways that your habits take you. Into negative consequences or exciting rewards. And Mr. Rohn hit me with a phenomenal sentence. Took me a while to get this. He said, Les, the results of your bad habits or unproductive habits probably won't even show up in your life until years later. Years later. Never forget that, he said. Brand that into your head. And he said, habits will give you consequences, and you may not like the consequences. Applies to every area of your life. Bad health habits, not looking after yourself, stressed out, big heart attack. That's a consequence. Financial bad habits. Average person in Canada, 50 years old, has got $30,000 put away for retirement. Average. A lot of people not getting to 30. Reason? Bad financial habits. How long would it take to find out when they started? About 2 minutes. So when did you start spending more than you earn? So when did you start thinking credit cards was the answer? 22%. So when did you not decide that paying yourself first would be a good strategy? Not old 10% thing, it's been around forever. 10% for me off the top every month. Habit. Some people do it, a lot of people don't.
One habit that ties into one of your other, I knew I wasn't going to interrupt you ever again. One habit that ties into one of your other things about your written goal about something that's specifically for you. Take a percentage, whatever the percentage is, pick a percentage. Some people take 5%, some people take 2% of their gross that month and say, I have to blow this on me and me only.
Absolutely.
And you know what? That's fun. That is really, really fun. And whether it's 10 bucks or 2,000 bucks, you have to spend it on yourself.
I like that one.
Yeah, it's fun.
Excellent. I've given you a whole formula how to change bad habits. Again, it takes a little practice to do that, but it works. Here's the deal. If you only changed a few habits a year, two or three a year, over the next few years, you could change any area of your life you're not happy with. That's absolutely true. I've proved that with clients over and over and over again. And here's the better thing. When you change one habit and you get a victory, it's like a springboard into the next better behavior. And what happens when you get a victory? You get a little momentum. You change a second habit, you get a victory there. You start getting confidence. Momentum and confidence together produces acceleration. And suddenly you're hitting those goals before in half the time. I've had so many people in our coaching program say, I set this big financial goal at the beginning of the year. I paid off my entire debt in 6 months. I thought it was going to take 7 years. That was one of her testimonials recently. 6 months, paid the whole thing off, debt free. And he thought it would take 7 years. Because he got momentum, got excited, started changing a few things. And that confidence, that buildup, wow, does that accelerate you. And if you surround yourself with brilliant people, boy, does that ever make a difference. A few simple things. Fundamentals. There's a little girl in here somewhere. Yeah, that's a sort of sad consequence. Wouldn't you like to know that guy's life story? And particularly, wouldn't it be important to say, where did you go wrong? What are some of the habits that worked against you to put you in that situation? That's the magic phrase. To change a habit from a bad habit to a better habit, it's called no exceptions policy. Our friend Dave there said, I'm going to be exercising 3 times a week. Right? Doing the weights. I'm going to be doing yoga 3 times a week. We checked in every week. He would either be doing it or not doing it. And the way to do it, because the hardest part in a new habit is the start, is called no exceptions policy. You absolutely focus on the new behavior because the starting point is the toughest. When I decided to do a little exercise program, do a little run in the morning, it almost killed me the first month. To go out 5 mornings and just do a little 25-minute jog around the neighborhood almost killed me. And then it started to get easier. And by the third month, I'm thinking, this is pretty good. I love this fresh air in the morning. And I was getting all sorts of benefits from it. But that first month or so is always the hardest. Always the hardest. No exceptions policy. Whatever you decide to do, to change, no exceptions policy. Called accountability. You either do it or you don't. We've been talking about that all night, right?